This is the Maternity Matters podcast from Riley Children's Health. Discussions to help you along the journey from the first trimester to your child's first year. Hey everyone, Gabby Reith-Miller here from the Riley social media team. And this week we're learning all about the Riley Milk Lab and what it helps provide for families. And to talk about that, I'm joined by Nicole Geis. Nicole, hi, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Wonderful. Why don't you tell the folks who are listening a bit about your role when it comes to the Milk Lab?
So I am the manager of clinical operations for the Milk Lab at Riley, and we are really excited to open our new lab in the maternity tower in just a little bit.
Wonderful. And so for people that are not familiar, they haven't used the Milk Lab themselves, what is it all about? What does it do to help the families that have babies in the hospital?
So our team prepares all of the formulas, blended tube feeding diets, human donor milk, and mom's express breast milk for the patients that are at Riley. So they look at the recipes that, or look at the orders that the doctors put in and make 24-hour batches of whatever that order is and send it to the point of care, either in the patient's room or to the patient's units, so that the nurses have easy access to be able to get that formula or enteral feeding and give that to their patients.
So are we talking about the NICU babies here mostly? Why is it so important to have this kind of lab with the safety protocols in place when you're providing milk to these tiny little patients in our hospital?
Yeah, so we definitely spend a lot of our time making formulas, breast milk and donor milk for our NICU patients, but we do serve all of the rest of the hospital as well. But specifically, I think for NICU patients, they use the most mom's expressed milk. And so we have to be really careful when we're handling that for safety reasons. So the team scans all of the bottles that are brought in by moms or parents or caregivers to the medication administration record for each patient to make sure that we've got the right milk for the right baby. So they scan the bottles on intake. They also scan every single one of them when they get it out to prepare the batch for the day. And then they also scan in the baby's room when they deliver the milk for the point of use. The other really important piece is they only mix one baby's expressed milk at a time. So the team is only focused on one patient at a time to prevent any cross-contamination with another patient's milk. And each person is talking through the recipe and double-checking so that we make sure that everything is perfect and precise when we're mixing those batches.
I had the chance to visit the Milk Lab a couple of years ago, and I learned that some of these babies need, you know, that fortified milk or very specific things to go into their milk to address their complex medical conditions. So tell me about that and how is that handled in the Milk Lab?
Yeah, so the providers put in, they look at the growth of the baby and their labs, and they determine what type of calorie content the babies need to help them grow. So we're talking a lot about our premature babies. So looking at all of that, each patient has a pretty specific recipe made for them. And so the Milk Lab will look at the recipe, figure out how much volume we need for a 24-hour period, and make sure that we are using the right amount of fortifiers to get to that right calorie content for a 24-hour batch. We're also starting trials with a human milk analyzer. So these are going to be for specialized patients where we're concerned about growth, and we will actually take a sample of mom's milk, analyze it for calorie content and macros. So we'll look at the percentages of fat, carbohydrates, and protein. And then the clinical dietitians and the providers will work closely together to even more specifically individualize fortification to meet the macro needs and the calorie content because we know that that differs from mom to mom, so that we can target exactly what those babies need.
Okay, that is amazing. As a mom to a baby myself and a nursing mom, that is so cool to hear that you can get those details to the parents and figure out the right plan for their particular baby.
Yeah, it's really cool. We just got it a couple of months ago. We've been working on getting all the supplies that we need and the training done to be able to go live with that, but we should be able to do that pretty soon.
Very nice. And as I hear about all these tools that you guys have to help these families, how do you think that the Milk Lab empowers moms who have a baby in the NICU or in the hospital in general to perhaps continue breastfeeding if they wish, even though there might be those barriers there because their child needs additional medical care?
So I think that the Milk Lab team provides a consistent face for our moms and our caregivers. They always see the same group of team members when they come in to drop off their milk. And I know that the team cheerleads the moms that are pumping and the moms that are breastfeeding, and they cheer them on so that they reach their goals. They also, if they notice that there's a mom that's struggling with supply, they'll talk with the Milk Lab techs will talk with the lactation consultants. And that kind of cues the lactation consultant into who might need some extra attention or extra support. So we have a good relationship with both the moms and the lactation consultants to make sure that we are helping all of those moms reach their breastfeeding goals.
Yeah. And there are, of course, some moms that require, you know, that donor milk to come in to perhaps supplement or just to feed their babies with that. How does that play into what you guys do and how that milk is handled?
Some of our babies need donor milk. So those might be, you know, families where mom tries really hard and just doesn't get enough milk. And so we want to continue to use human milk. There are other risk factors with prematurity where human milk is the best option. So we get all of our donor milk from the milk bank. They're located here in Indianapolis, and they are an accredited program through the Human Milk Banking Association of North America. So that means that they have a very safe, uniform product, and they pasteurize it in such a way that it still maintains the integrity of the milk and some of those antibodies that we really want from the human milk. Fun fact, I am the president-elect of the board on the Milk Bank, so I'm actively involved with the Milk Bank as well. It's a great organization, and I'm also a two-time milk donor myself, so all of this has really come full circle for me. So we order donor milk from the Milk Bank, get that at Riley, and then we similarly to formula and mom's own breast milk, we make batches in 24-hour periods for patients based on exactly what they need. The donor milk can be sent as is or fortified to have additional calories, whatever the baby needs.
So cool. And just being in that lab, I was so impressed by the fact that it is this amazing, you know, very clinical space and you're handling the milk with such care. I'm sure it means a lot to the families that are able to benefit from that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's super supportive to our nursing team as well.
And I did see some nurses who were quite excited about the fact that another Milk Lab is opening in the Riley Maternity Tower once it's opened up to patients. Tell me about that and how that's going to also assist the nursing team there with other families.
Yeah, so we will be able to support Moms Express Milk for all of the babies in the NICU in the maternity tower. And then we'll also be able to support any babies in postpartum if they have a need for a short period of time as well. So that is the Moms Express Milk for the babies that are currently at Methodist that will move over to the maternity tower. That's the one area that we do not serve right now. So we're really excited to be able to serve that population when the maternity tower opens.
Yeah, I toured the maternity tower with some retired NICU nurses and they were so excited when they saw the Milk Lab. One of them even said, wow, that's a lot of space for milk. So they had big smiles on their faces seeing that.
It's a beautiful space. The team is so excited. And I think we're going to be able to do really great things once we move over.
That's awesome. Well, I always ask at the end, is there anything else that you want to share with people who might be listening, who perhaps are going to be delivering in a matter of months and are trying to learn about, you know, what support there is for them if they choose to, you know, breastfeed or formula feed or whatever the right path is for them?
Yeah, so we have great resources, both in the lab to help instruct mom on pumping, breastfeeding, and then we've got lactation consultants available to be able to help moms in person and really talk through strategies for pumping, and then actively help moms who want to breastfeed when the baby is ready for that to actually latch on and begin breastfeeding. So we've got lots of great resources and a great team to cheerlead moms on their breastfeeding goals. And then, you know, we've got dietitians that can help with any other type of nutritional questions that they have for their babies as well.
Wonderful. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to kind of walk us through this. And I think it'll be very informational to folks that listen. So thank you so much, Nicole.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.